You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The Indian Army's losses in World War I are being remembered at a special event in Delhi today. 1.3 million Indian soldiers took part in battles in faraway lands a century ago and in conditions entirely new to them. And yet their involvement has been largely forgotten in India because it was part of the colonial era. Our South Asia correspondent Justin Rowlatt is at today's commemoration in Delhi. Morning, Justin.
Morning, Michelle. That's right. Hundreds of people, including many who lost relatives in First World War battles, have gathered here at a vast army base in the centre of Delhi for an act of remembrance. This is an unusual event in India, a celebration of the incredible sacrifice made by the hundreds of thousands of Indian soldiers who fought in the First World War. The organisers hope it will mark the beginning of a new era of remembrance here in India. I'm joined by the man who's led the effort, Squadron Leader Rana Chinna. So Rana, why are you launching this today?
Well, today marks the centenary of a major cavalry charge that was carried out by an Indian cavalry brigade during the Battle of the Somme. And we had the 7th Royal Dragoon Guards as well as the 20th Deccan Horse take part in this charge on the Western Front. And as expected, they faced very significant casualties. So this day was chosen specifically to mark that occasion.
And the number of casualties, the number of Indian lives lost in both the First and the Second World War are really quite staggering. Remind us of those figures.
Well, obviously we've had a very significant number of Indians fell in both the World Wars, amounting to a little over 160,000. And in World War II, I should also like to point out that the Indian Army was the largest volunteer army in the history of human conflict, numbering over 2.5 million men.
And 74,000 died in the First World War, of which, of course, the centenary of the Battle of the Somme is this month. Why hasn't India tended to commemorate this incredible sacrifice so many Indians made?
Well, it largely, I think, boils down to the fact that for many years after independence, these battles were seen as being part of our colonial legacy and therefore something that wasn't really part of our history. But I think we are now at that position where we can reclaim a part of our past and commemorate it.
And do you think the Indian people will be keen to do this? Because you've launched a project, haven't you? India Remembers. What is India Remembers all about?
Yes, the project, of course, seeks to engage with civil society at large. The armed forces, of course, already have a very significant tradition of remembrance. We don't intend to preach to the converted, but actually hopefully create a groundswell culture of remembrance within Indian society. And the project, therefore, is aiming to engage with the younger demographic to achieve this.
And just very briefly, why do you think it's so important that we remember the sacrifices soldiers have made on our behalf?
Well, I do think, there's a famous thing that says if you don't learn from the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them. And similarly, I think if you do not remember the past, a country that doesn't do that is likely not to have a future. So I think it is incumbent upon us to remember those who fought and died in these two, in the wars.
Squadron Leader Rana Chinna, thank you very much indeed, and good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Justin, thank you. Our South Asia correspondent, Justin Rowlatt there. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.